Pleased to be joined now by Kirkland, Quebec native Danny Ciccariello for today's intermission interview. Danny, we got to start with your first two BCHL goals, which you scored yesterday, both in the same game. So let's start off. Can you take us through each goal, what you saw from your point of view?
Yeah, I mean, the first goal, like, Bourgault makes a good play backtracking through the middle, just intercepts that puck, and I kind of just steal it off his tape, and he was like, go ahead. He left it for me. Walk in, Racine's driving wide. I do a little cut, and I'm a big fan of shooting through the screen. Sometimes it gets blocked, but this one did and finally got on net. Quick release, and it just went through. Coach has been harping on us to shoot low, and I tend to be a low shooter, so it ended up working. And then, the second one, just a great play by Sansbury to turn that puck up quickly. Just ripped it down the ice to the far blue. And Borgie made a great pass to Racine. Racine took a shot. We ran that in practice the day before, and Racine scored both shots post and in. So I was surprised it didn't go in, but, I mean, stopped at the net and just banged it in. But, no, it was good. I mean, our line was clicking, and it was great to finally put some points up on the board too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you can touch a little bit on, like, you're a big goal scorer, and you come from, I mean, having played in a place where you were bigger and faster and stronger than a lot of guys. So to get kind of, not to say the monkey off the back, we're only here in game 7 of the regular season, but can you tell me what that really felt like to get an official regular season goal?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I had a few early in the preseason games, so it was nice to finally get a regular season one. I mean, I felt like it's been so long since that happened. You kind of like look back on it and you're like, oh, why can't I score again? Why can't I score again? But, you know, you just got to trust yourself. Finally get that monkey off the back, like you said. It was a long time coming. I think the past few games I've been doing the right stuff, driving the net, shooting the puck, and you just got to stick with it. And eventually one goes in and you got to keep that momentum and just keep rolling with it. And, you know, hopefully we tally up a few more.
So this, as mentioned, is your first season in the BCHL, and you come from St. Mark's School. The prep schools in the U.S. tend to be a fairly popular option now and among Canadians as well. So can you just tell me why you and your family decided to go from basically Montreal down to just outside to Massachusetts?
Yeah, I mean, I've always known that I wanted to play college hockey, and just getting to jump into that scene early. You know, I got a great opportunity from St. Mark's and Coach Corazini over there. You know, I just knew it'd be a place where I can develop, a place where colleges would get to see me early. And, you know, I just get to show them what my game is about. And honestly, the opportunity was the biggest thing for me, you know, just getting that opportunity to play. So went in there, did very well my first season. And I, you know, started attracting some attention. So I was like, let me do it again. Played again the second season. And then by the third year, I didn't want to leave. You know, I had some options to go juniors, but I'm a huge believer in finishing what you started. And I kind of created a legacy there for my first 2 years. And I just wanted to finish it my senior year. So stayed. And like I said, it was a great opportunity. Lifelong friends got made over there. You know, I'm playing with Tucker Hartman this year, who came from St. Mark's, always in contact with my friends over there. So just the opportunity, the connections, you know, it was a no-brainer to go.
And then jumping here to Salmon Arm, it's obviously been a weird year, but can you describe what it's been like here so far in Salmon Arm? Like, how has it been?
It's been great. I mean, definitely a season of letdowns in a way. Like, you know, we thought we got to play at the beginning of the year. We're all happy. And then we got shut down. You know, we were told, okay, just wait a month and then it'll happen. We waited the month, didn't happen. Waited the month, did it happen. But, you know, we're finally playing again. All the boys are excited. I think the development was second to none. You know, it was just amazing. But like I said, we're all excited to play. And it was a long time coming. I think the letdowns that, you know, we thought we were going to play and then they pushed us back and the government said, you know, just wait another month, see what happens, really brought the group closer. And I think we're as close we've ever been. So it's been great.
You guys yesterday played the first of 6 games in an 8-day stretch. How do you prepare for that? Or how do you, now that you're in the thick of it, what are the things you need to do to stay fresh?
Well, I've drank more water than I've ever drank in my life. I'll say that. A lot of water, a lot of vitamins, getting all the vitamins in me, you know, making sure I get my omega-3s. And then I used to be a hater of ice baths. I always thought they made my legs feel horrible the following day. I felt heavy, but I've started taking one last night. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to take one or not. And I ended up jumping in. It was like 10:30. I was like, yeah, I can squeeze one in, jumped in the ice bath and got in there. So I've started doing ice baths. Hopefully they continue working.
West Kelowna today, the fourth meeting of the season between you and them. What have you thought of them so far, and what do you guys need to focus on against the Warriors?
Yeah, West Kelowna, they're a fast team. They like transitional offense. We just got to make – we got to play our game. Like, we can't get into the soft stuff with them. We can't take penalties. We just got to do what we do best, you know, shoot pucks on net, drive the net, play hard, and play inside inside their zone, get the cycle going. I think we're a very physical team. We're a fast-paced team. And, you know, as long as we stick to our game, we'll be able to win.
Lastly, I know you're part of a big family. So yeah. I just want to know what it's like. First off, if you can name all your siblings, just for people who don't know. And then how they support you, because it looks like you got a lot of support back home.
Oh, So we get into some Italian names over here. We got my older brother, Laborio. Then there was me, who was supposed to be Donato, but I got lucky. They changed it to Danny. Then we got my younger brother, Brandon. And then we go twin sisters, Antonietta and Luciana. But we go by Annie and Lucy. They're very supportive. It's funny. I get text messages after the game. Like, my brother tends to be like the joke. My older brother tends to be the joking, chirping, like, oh my God, you played horrible. Like, you suck, whatever. But, like, you know, it's the tough love. We got to give it to each other as brothers. We never let each other get off easy. But at the same time, we're always there for each other. And then it's the complete opposite with my sisters. Like, it'll be like a picture of their face, like smiling, followed by like a good game. Like, keep shooting the puck, go score one for me, whatever. So, yeah, no, I get the spectrum of the way they cheer me on.
Oh, perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time to join, Danny.
No problem.